Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The Gates of Hell. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Listeners, I just visited France and have done a lot of weird history deep dives there, which is why, after the Paris morgue, we're back in France for another tale that I learned from a Parisian believer, one I doubt you'll hear many other places. At least, I hope so. We all know Notre Dame, the iconic cathedral made famous by the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and just being a super fucking famous Gothic cathedral in the heart of Paris. But did you realize the cathedral is cursed by the devil himself? I know, right? Well, keep listening. Construction on Notre Dame began in 1163 during the reign of King Louis VII and was completed almost 200 years later, in 1345. It is a classic example of medieval Gothic architecture, and during its creation, the church officials wanted it to be the biggest, the best, the most opulent church in Europe, hands down. Expectations were high, hence the centuries-long construction, I suppose. One of the last things to be done on the near-finished Notre Dame Cathedral was the metalwork, specifically the facades and entryways. France is known for having incredibly beautiful, detailed doorways. I just saw a bunch, and they were, well, let's just say LA has a lot of work to do. Anyway, when it came to Notre Dame's front doors, the church officials wanted it to be the best. They hired an up-and-coming metalsmith named Biscornet to do it for them. He was young, hot, sure of himself, very chic for the metallurgist of the time, or any time, I'm sure, and he was ready to make some banger doorways to rival the beauty of the church's interior. Or was he? The project seemed simple. Craft an incredibly beautiful doorway for what was to be the best church in Europe. Make it look better than any door had ever been made before. No pressure, right? Let's take a break. As you might imagine, it was immediately a lot of pressure. Biscornet stressed himself out with this doorway, working day and night trying to make incredible, mind-blowing church doors. His ideas kept getting rejected and were not grand enough. He needed help, but he didn't trust other metal workers to collaborate. After all, he thought he was the best. Obsessing and obsessing, Biscornet stopped eating, sleeping, and he just prayed and prayed for creative inspiration. He prays and prays and goes a little crazy and doesn't sleep, and his plans keep getting rejected. It's not a good scene. As the story goes, one evening Biscornet's boss knocks on his workshop door because he's late on the next draft of his plans. Biscornet does not answer. The boss enters and finds Biscornet has hanged himself, dead on top of the most exquisite door plans that he has ever seen. They are breathtaking. Immediately, the doors are made and they are the toast of the town. Biscornet is revered, creating the perfect cherry on the perfect Sunday that became the epic Cathedral of Notre Dame. But later, something else was found in the workshop of Biscornet. It was a note, a suicide note. It was also a confession of sorts. Biscornet explains that he had made a deal with the devil to help him craft the most beautiful doors that ever were. In his desperate state, Biscornet called on the devil to work with him, and the door plans were made. But Biscornet eventually realizes that he is doomed. The doors to the greatest church on earth can't be co-created by the devil. And in his note, he says he must destroy himself to release the devil from the church. Oddly enough, when the truly fantastic doors are created and installed, they won't open. The construction workers take them apart, reinstall them again, and still, they won't open up onto the church's interior. As one story goes, after the note is found and the doors are blessed with holy water, again, purged of the devil, they eventually open. To this day, people flock to the Cathedral of Notre Dame and the doors are legitimately, like, gorgeous. The legend about the doors might just be that, a legend or a story. Still, you don't have to look that closely at the vines on the doors to see two layers of the mirror image of the number 666 wrapped around the top row of metalwork. Truly, when it comes to the gates of Notre Dame, the devil's in the details.